Hey everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast on this, the UK's hardest working podcast channel of them all. So hope you enjoy the content, folks. Want to talk to you today about the news which has popped up in the media, probably quite reluctantly, I would imagine, that apparently we've got a few issues with the old vaccines and the impact they have on women, women's health. Yeah. Headline is, call for investigation of menstrual changes after COVID jabs. And apparently what this suggests is a leading immunologist specializing in fertility. Oh, fertility. Has said that changes to a woman's periods and unexpected vaginal bleeding after having had the COVID vaccine should be investigated to reassure women. Well, hang on a second. Is it just me, or should these have been investigated before giving women the jabs? No? Give them the jabs and then find out? Like you would do in a laboratory with an animal? Yeah. Writing in the BMJ, no less, that august organ of the medical profession, Dr. Victoria Meal, strange name for a woman, Dr. Victoria Meal from Imperial College, alert, Imperial College, said the body's immune response was the likely cause, not something in the vaccines. Well, of course, the whole point of the so-called vaccines is to trigger a response from the body. But hey, what, Dr. Victoria? That's what so many of us are worried about. It goes on to state, there is no evidence that they have any impact on pregnancy or fertility. Okay, how do you know? How do you know that they don't have an impact on pregnancy or fertility? Show me where the research has been done that proves that these so-called vaccines have no such impact. You can't. I know it. A lot of people know it, actually. The UK's regulator has received more than 30,000 reports of period problems. These include heavier than usual periods, delayed periods, unexpected bleeding after all three COVID vaccines. Three? So what, we're triple jabbing people already? Okay. All three COVID vaccines out of more than 47 million doses given to women in the UK to date. After reviewing the reports, the ludicrous MHRA, which may as well be a front store to Big Pharma, says it doesn't support a link between COVID vaccines and the symptoms. Menstrual disorders are extremely common and be caused by many different things, and the number of women affected are low. Well, this is in the mainstream media, so you know that they've been dragged into reporting this. They don't want to report this kind of stuff. However, writing in the same opinion piece in the BMJ, Dr. Victoria says, robust research into reports of period problems would help to counter misinformation around the vaccines. Vaccine hesitancy amongst young women is largely driven by false claims that COVID-19 vaccines could harm their chances of future pregnancy. You're damn right. It's not misinformation, though. I know two nurses, young nurses in their 20s, who will not take the vaccine because they want to be pregnant and have children. And these nurses who work in the good old NHS, they don't think it's a good idea, Dr. Victoria. So, of course, the whole purpose of this article is to actually reassure women. It's to basically say to women, look, don't worry about the fact that your periods are completely changing and they could become very heavy or they could be delayed or all kinds of bleeding issues. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It's going to be super duper normal. It certainly won't affect your pregnancy or fertility. We've got no information to prove that. No, but we're telling you that. And that's what science is all about. Science is all about just telling people things, and thus it will be. And hence it is that the British female population is being used as laboratory rats, especially in the fertile years, let's say. Those women have no idea what the impact on them is going to be, what their impact on their baby is going to be. Don't know. That research, that analysis takes years to do. But we went ahead and we rolled out the vaccines, and those in the NHS and those in politics and those in the media have said to women, it's really safe. This is the safest vaccine ever, and that's why you can take it. And even if it does change your period and your menstrual cycle, don't worry about it. It's all okay. Nothing to be concerned about whatsoever. This is the size of the scam we're facing, folks. You know, at every level, science has been junked. This is all about one aim, and that aim is to get mRNA technology into as many human beings in this country as is possible. And when it comes to women and the potential impacts on their fertility, on their own bodies, on their babies, to hell with that. Let's not worry about that. Let's just tell them it's all super duper fine. And the MHRA, which is a disgraceful, discredited organization, will back this up with all kinds of spurious stats. Meanwhile, women themselves actually know if when there's something wrong with them, in my experience. So I suggest that these women should listen to themselves and not the likes of shills in the BBC or shills in the MHRA and shills writing for the BMJ, whose only aim is to try and sanitize something which is extraordinarily harmful, namely the mRNA treatments. Thank you so much for listening.